Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that we're coming up to a bitter and frightening day. A day when we're all remembering and focused on the most serious attack on the U.S. Capitol since the British did it in 1814. They burned down the White House. They didn't do much damage in the Capitol building. But we had serious damage in the Capitol building and a tremendously frightening, dispiriting, sad, pathetic, and disgraceful moment for the American people. And just in time to observe that anniversary is a brand new book. The book is called The Next Civil War, Dispatches from the American Future. And we have a lot of people who write to me, who have called into the show, who believe that an American Civil War is inevitable and that it's a good thing. But that's not the point of view of Stephen Marsh. He is the author of this book. He is a Canadian writer. A Toronto-based, is that right, Stephen?
Yep, that's right.
And he actually puts forward a series of intriguing and alarming scenarios that could actually take us from this moment of bitter division that we have right now to a moment of actual civil war. If you were to pick the most likely of those scenarios that you list in your book, which is posted up at our website on michaelmedved.com, which would be the most likely scenario in your judgment?
Well, I think the first one, which is about a sheriff who decides to practice interposition and comes into conflict with the federal government, and then militias start to gather around it, is probably the most likely, just simply because there is such a large and broad anti-government patriot movement in the United States, and increasingly Americans regard their government as illegitimate, and so violence is increasingly becoming an answer to that. And you can already see that in a number of ways.
Well, you can see that there's been a great deal of polling that we've talked about on this show recently.
Mm-hmm.
But there's polling that says that a majority of Americans and even 40% of Democrats think that violence can be justified against the government. I think that philosophical question, if for Americans who grow up and know anything about our history, they're thinking violence against the government, well, that's like the Revolutionary War. This is occasionally necessary. But specifically, this kind of situation where you're talking about a sheriff somewhere refusing to follow the federal government, I mean, they tried that, didn't they, in Oregon? It wasn't a sheriff,
yes.
But it was, and basically there wasn't overwhelming support for that stand at a federal nature reserve that folks were objecting to.
No, that was the Sagebrush Rebels. Those were not sheriffs, and also the military was never called in there. It was never a full spectrum operation in the homeland, as the military planners call it. It was an FBI action, and also it was with a much smaller group, and it was also before events like Charlottesville and January 6th. But I think you can see also, an acceleration of the scale of these events as militias get more powerful and as they grow in power and as they organize more thoroughly, towards the acceptance of violence. I mean, violence is rising. Like, it's not just a philosophical problem. Like, the threats against members of Congress have increased 107% from this year, from the year before. And, you know, the hate crimes are way up. And political crimes, you know, political violence has been growing basically every year since 2008. So,
yeah, but you just mentioned, you mentioned two events, one being Charlottesville and the other being January 6th. Neither, and I've looked a great deal at the polling on all of this, neither of those events had a great deal of popular support. That Unite the Right rally that was responsible for some of the violence in Charlottesville. Antifa also had a role there. Nobody was proud or happy or inspired or said, oh, Charlottesville, let's have more of that. And I don't think there have been many Americans who had that idea for January 6th. What's that?
Well, I mean, there's certainly January 6th has been, the narrative of January 6th has been completely changed quite dramatically, and there are definitely two different truths about January 6th in widespread American life. I mean, it would not be accurate at all to say that everyone in America agrees on January 6th. I mean,
No, they don't.
The Republican Party will not even engage in a investigation into it. So it's not, the historical truth of what happened in those events is actually quite contested. I mean, even Charlottesville, which was much more explicitly, you know, a Nazi rally and had more white power movements to it, also had quite a few defenders among mainstream Republicans. So, you know, there is
who were the prominent defenders of Charlottesville?
Well, the president. I mean, the president said, you know, there are good people.
And he,
on
by
both
the way,
sides.
He didn't say there are good people on both sides. He said there are bad people on both sides, and he was right.
Well,
he did not say you can go back. This is one of the common misrepresentations that people have. Trump handled Charlottesville horribly. I have no defense for it. But what's that? Sure,
do you believe
that Charlottesville helped the white power movement in the United States?
Absolutely, enormously. I know it did. I've interviewed them. Yeah, there's no question that it.
But of course, they're going to say the same way that some of the people who participated in January 6th think, "Oh, this was a big success. It was a big triumph."
It was a big success. They're growing.
How? How was January 6th successful?
How was January 6th successful? That was a trial run. They have proven that a major political party will not oppose them legally when they commit acts of vandalism against their own government.
Wait, I'm sorry. Even Trump appointed judges are sentencing these people to prison. They've already arrested 725 criminals for involvement in January 6th, they're going to arrest a bunch more. And in what sense did it succeed in doing anything for the country or for even a faction?
Oh, it did nothing for the country. It's obviously a disaster for the country. But
right.
I mean, it's a disaster for America, 100%. But for militias, for, I mean, this is the greatest rallying cry they could ever have.
Okay, we are going to, right after we finish our conversation here, we're going to take a look at some research that's been done at University of Chicago that did major research at who actually participated. And it was not dominated by militias. Less than 10% of the people who actually came and entered the Capitol building had any militia affiliation at all. It was mostly mainstream Americans who were deluded by what people have called the big lie and believed that they were doing something to protect the integrity of American elections. Deluded? Absolutely. But militia people who wanted to basically destroy the American system, which is more what your book is about. I appreciate the opportunity for the quick conversation, Stephen, and maybe we will have a chance to discuss it further in the future. His book is called The Next Civil War. We will be right back with the next civil segment on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today. 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I had mentioned when speaking to Stephen Marsh, the author of this book, The Next Civil War. He believes, by the way, the best way to avoid the next civil war is to pack the Supreme Court, that's number one, and appoint a bunch of liberals to the Supreme Court, to authorize statehood for Washington, D.C., and basically to fulfill a very dramatic environmental, economic, and social agenda from the left. And he views the whole threat of a civil war very differently from the way that I think most conservatives look at that. He views it as a disastrous product of a conspiracy by right-wing elements. He attacks police forces as being today, he says, completely infiltrated by right-wing agitators. Which is not true, and you see it in the heroic heroism, the restraint, the professionalism that was displayed by the Metropolitan Police from D.C. and from the Capitol Police. And may they all be safe and well and healthy. There's a fascinating piece, and I mentioned it in my interchange with Marsh, and it's in Slate magazine, and it's written by Ayman Ismail, but it says, we know exactly who the Capitol rioters were. And as I indicated to my guest a moment ago, they were not, by and large, militia people. This is a work of Robert Pape, who's a very well-known, universally respected professor of political science at University of Chicago. And he looked for data as to who these people really were. Did they fit the stereotype that media suggested? And Pape writes that if you go back and study who the FBI has arrested over the years with right-wing ideologies who perpetrated violence in the past, you would see that more than half the time they're members of skinhead gangs or prison gangs or militia groups or extremist groups like the Proud Boys or the Three Percenters. But in this case, it's only 13% of those who have actually been arrested have any connection with those groups. Another common assumption is that the people involved in protests like the January 6th riots, another common assumption is they wouldn't have much education, because with our typical right-wing extremists, only 10% have a college degree. That's not the case here. Only 7% of the people were unemployed at the time of January 6th. That was basically the national average at the time. Whereas in most cases where you have people like in Charlottesville, it's disproportionately people who are unemployed. It's very different than the economic profile of right-wing extremists in the United States and elsewhere as well. And he's asked, Professor Pape, he says, your initial study looked at about 200 people who had been arrested. Since then, that number has swelled to about 730. What has emerged as the profile of the average rioter a year later? What are some of the stories you've uncovered, and what do they tell us about what led to this? And he says, we've now studied nearly 700 who have been arrested, and we've brought the study up to date as of early December. What we see is over half of those who have been arrested are business owners. They're CEOs from white-collar occupations, doctors, lawyers, and architects. If you look at extremist group membership, again, 13% of those nearly 700 arrested as of early December are members of militia groups like the Oath Keepers or extremist groups like the Proud Boys. But as I said, that's very different than about half that we normally find. If you look at their ages, two-thirds of those arrested for January 6th, two-thirds are over 34. They're concentrated in their 40s and 50s. Normally, for right-wing extremists, it's two-thirds under the age of 34. Typically, only 10% have a college degree. Here, the January 6th arrestees, 25% had college degrees, which is close to the national average in the U.S. electorate at 30%. About 15% of those on January 6th had prior U.S. military service. But that compares with what we usually see in right-wing extremists at 40%. About 10% of the U.S. electorate has prior military service, so it's a little bit higher than that, but much closer. And he goes on and talks about the fact that for people who believe that what we saw on January 6th was a product from the fringes of society, it wasn't. And this is what you continue to see with a substantial number of Americans who believe that there was something wrong with the election in November of 2020. Now, why do people believe that in spite of the fact that there continues to be zero evidence of any credibility at all about massive election fraud? This is an interesting point. More people who came to the Capitol and participated in the riot were coming from counties that Joe Biden won in the 2020 election. That is, more are coming from counties Biden won than Trump won. They were coming from San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Houston, Dallas. And they weren't coming from primarily Arkansas and Texas and West Virginia, which was overwhelmingly for Trump. And basically, what he was talking about here is people who participated in this event were living in situations where they were in a minority. They were surrounded by Biden voters, and they felt threatened. And one of the things he points out is what we found now in multiple surveys, our summer survey and our full survey, is that 21 million Americans agree with two radical beliefs. One, that the use of force to restore Donald Trump to the presidency is justified. And two, that Joe Biden stole the 2020 election and is an illegitimate president. That is 21 million Americans, based upon their massive surveys, don't hold just one of these beliefs, they hold both of these beliefs. It's 8% of the general body politic, but that's really significant. That really can't easily be characterized as just the fringe. We normally would think the fringe would be 1% or less. What we're seeing is a really quite stable 21 million who are in this movement, who believe that violence is justified to restore Trump to office, and that the election was stolen in 2020. So what do you do about that? If that represents 20 million of our fellow citizens, we will be right back on the Medved Show.
This is the first time I've heard your show, and it's really splendid. It's a beautiful thing.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will tour the damage left behind by Boulder County's Marshall Fire during a visit to Colorado on Friday. Last week, powerful winds fueled the wildfire in Superior and Louisville, destroying nearly 1,000 structures and leaving hundreds without homes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. More Americans are getting their coronavirus booster shot, but there are no plans to change the definition of fully vaccinated.
Individuals are considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19 if they've received their primary series.
That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Her agency says more than 206 million people are considered fully vaccinated. More than 71 million have gotten a booster shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about this piece in Slate based on the work of Professor Robert Pape of University of Chicago, who actually has gone through a great deal of work to find out the background and the past and to some extent the motivation of at least those 730 people who have been arrested so far, of whom more than 150 have pleaded guilty of some kind of violation, the most common violation. And this was something the Justice Department had to actually look at. This ends up being a federal crime because it's on the Capitol building. It's on federal territory. And the crime that most of them are charged with is obstruction of Congress, which is a crime. It is a crime to go in and stop people who are members of Congress, who are duly elected, who are lawfully there. And by the way, many of those people on the Republican side who had just been elected and were functioning in Congress at the time or reelected were Republicans who were objecting to the fairness of the election. But you'll notice they accepted their own election. Fine. One of the points that Professor Pape makes is that a great many of the people who came there, and the reason that most of them were from places with big Democratic majorities, is because they were more willing people in that situation to embrace the idea of what's been called the Great Replacement. The idea that right now there are newcomers coming to this country and immigrants and people of color and the Black Lives Matter movement and all of that means that basically the core of America, which had since our founding had always been overwhelmingly white, of European origin, and Christian. And now they're all kinds of different people. And here's the problem with the great replacement ideology and why I do not believe it's going to take over the country. And first of all, right now you can see elements of what is supposed to be this non-white, new non-white majority that are turning Republican. The polling for the election coming up in 2022 shows half of Hispanic voters who could represent up to 18% of the electorate going for the Republican side. Indian Americans don't take Kamala Harris as the representative. She's half Indian American. Take Nikki Haley, who's Indian American on both sides, who is a Republican. And this idea that there is some kind of unified leftist takeover coming based upon changes in ethnicity is it's a dangerous idea, and it's also wrong. And here is what Professor Pape says. He says, we're about to head into a volatile 2022 election season. You can think about the season as a wildfire season, where what I'm describing for you is the combustible dry wood material that can be set off. What would set it off? That is not predictable with our social science tools. What we can track are the, he calls them, insurrectionist sentiments in the country. People who believe that violence is justified to restore Trump to the presidency, and people who believe that Biden is an illegitimate president. He says the insurrectionist sentiments in the country, and probe their scope and drivers. The best way to deal with this now is with dialogue. And it's in that context that I think it's useful to actually talk seriously about everything that went wrong on January 6th, not just including the people like Steve Bannon, who said it's time for war. He said the day before, we've reached the point of war, and it's going to be really exciting. Something big is going to happen in Washington. It's not just that. It's the fact that there was no preparation on the part of the government or protecting the Capitol building. We have to learn from all of that, and we do have to have dialogue. And it's in that context that I do want to, again, express thanks maybe to the Almighty that President Trump did not go ahead with his so-called news conference at Mar-a-Lago on the date of January 6th, a date in which he would clearly intensify, and that is, seems to be his intention at this rally coming up on January 15th, intensify the claims that the election was stolen. And it says in a piece at Axios that why it matters, Trump would have inevitably used his press conference Thursday, that's tomorrow, to portray the rioters as political prisoners, whitewash their actions that day, and lie about a stolen election. Divisions had widened between the former president and congressional Republican leaders over how to handle the anniversary. Trump, like his most fervent allies, wanted to go on offense. Congressional leaders wanted to narrowly condemn the rioters, avoid criticizing Trump or assigning any responsibility to him, and quickly pivot to attacking Democrats over their handling of the January 6th investigation. House and Senate leaders had no involvement in planning Trump's event, which they viewed as a political headache. And then it goes on and says, they were quietly relieved when they saw his statement Tuesday evening announcing he was canceling the press conference. The withdrawal leaves Steve Bannon and Representatives Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene as perhaps the only high-profile Trump allies willing to go on the offense through media appearances on Thursday. Behind the scenes, Lindsey Graham, a frequent phone and golfing buddy of Trump, was one of those who urged him to cancel the press conference. Graham confirmed this to Axios during a phone interview Tuesday night, saying he discussed the subject with President Trump over a weekend golf match in West Palm Beach. Graham said Trump brought up the subject and the senator told him, quote, there could be peril in doing a news conference. Best to focus on election reform instead. Laura Ingraham, another influential Trump ally, strongly signaled during her show Monday night that she thought Trump should not hold a press conference on January 6th. She was right. She asked Representative Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana, a leading question. Some things were horrific that happened and shouldn't have happened that day. Is it smart for President Trump to do a rally on that particular day versus next week or the week before? Banks notably declined this opportunity to publicly advise Trump against doing the event. His answer highlights the stance that nearly all elected Republicans take on any matter involving Trump, total embrace. What they're saying? Banks told Ingraham he welcomes a Trump doing the press conference. President Trump has important things to say on Thursday, on January 6th, Banks said. Like so many others, I'm looking forward to hearing what President Trump has to say. Well, he'll hear it, but it will be on January 15th. And what I think every Republican should hope for to avoid future events like January 6th is a different tone. It's not a question of going back to pounding out this idea that the 2020 election is was a fraud, it was a lie, it was a steal. The question I would ask people who believe that, and I know they're good people who are listening to me now who believe that firmly, the question to ask yourself is, okay, so what happens with that belief? We will get to that. A question, and it's a fascinating question. Which party today would the founding fathers most likely align with, Republicans or Democrats? We will get to that coming up and much more on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a great deal of controversy, not all of it involving the election of 2020 or the alleged steal of that election or how we observe or how we react to January 6th and the anniversary coming up tomorrow. There's also a great deal of insanity still regarding dealing with a pandemic where, yes, the numbers show overwhelmingly that the Omicron variant is more easily transmissible than any other previous variant, and people are getting it to an extraordinary extent. Yesterday, there were over 800,000 people in one day who were diagnosed as, yep, you've got the COVID. But the good news is that the statistics indicate that unless they have some kind of underlying health problem, they probably won't die. They can suffer, they can overcrowd hospitals, they can disrupt the economy, they can face long-term health consequences, but they probably won't die. Okay, that's good. But this is horrible. I mean, it's a man arrested on charges of attacking vaccination clinic, injuring staffers he called murderers. A Southern California man was arrested after he recently attacked workers at a coronavirus vaccination clinic, allegedly calling them murderers and falsely accusing the staffers of causing the COVID pandemic. Okay, I love the fact that this is the Washington Post, this story, that they feel that they need to put in the word falsely. Okay, a guy's just been arrested for attacking people at a vaccination clinic and calling them murderers. And wouldn't it be enough to say and accusing the staffers of causing the COVID pandemic? You have to put in the word falsely. It's like whenever they talk about Trump talking about the stolen election, they say his false charges. Yes, of course they're false. And of course it's false to suggest that the staffers of a clinic, it's called Orange County Families Together. And here they are. They've given out more than 50,000 free vaccines to people, made them available to people. Two staff members with Families Together of Orange County were injured in this attack on the group's mobile clinic in Tustin, California. The organization said in a news release, Families Together said one of the members sustained serious injuries and was hospitalized in an ambulance, but that both workers are expected to make a full recovery within a few days. We are thankful for our team's bravery. The guy who attacked these people is named Thomas Apollo. He's 43. He entered the clinic without a mask. Well, what would you expect? And accused workers of being murderers who were making people sick before he started throwing punches at staffers. Parsia Jahanbani, mobile operations manager for Families Together, told the Orange County Register that and the Los Angeles Times that it took multiple people at the clinic, at least seven, to pry Apollo away from a medical assistant he was beating up, and that seven police officers were needed to restrain the man over about 15 minutes. Apollo, who's from Poway, California, was arrested and booked into Orange County Jail. This is appalling. Really, it's appalling. And I'll tell you, it's not just this mad drifter. There's this story that also was a little bit alarming today. It's a story about a tech executive. He's estimated to be worth somewhere between $200 million and $500 million, who sent out an email, and the email suggested that concerning the pandemic, that he said that I believe the Jews are behind this. And part of what he said was that basically he said, look, I know what I'm going to be saying sounds bonkers, but for 300 years the Jews have been trying to take over the Catholic Church. Here's the exact quote. I believe Jews are behind this. For 300 years the Jews have been trying to infiltrate the Catholic Church and place a Jew covertly at the top. It happened in 2013 with Pope Francis. By the way, there is no indication that any part of the Holy Father's background is Jewish. Okay, I know he has a some of them will say, oh, he looks Jewish. That's because he's wearing a yarmulke, a skull cap. And he's Italian. I know he's from Argentina, but it's an Italian family. He grew up in Argentina. In any event, he says, that happened in 2013, so the Jews are running the Catholic Church. I believe the pandemic and systematic extermination of billions of people will lead to an effort by the Jews to consolidate all the countries in the world under a single flag with totalitarian rule. I know, it sounds bonkers. By the way, hint to unhinged tech billionaires. If it sounds bonkers, don't say it. Okay? It probably is bonkers if it sounds bonkers. No one is reporting on it, he says, but the Hasidic Jews in the U.S. instituted a law forbidding their people, saying they cannot be vaccinated for any reason. Now, by the way, that is not true! I know many Hasidic Jewish people and Hasidic Jewish leaders who are strongly in favor of vaccinations. Okay, what happened to this guy? His name is David Bateman. He's a dropout from BYU University in Utah, and he has left Utah, which is a beautiful place, to live in Puerto Rico for reasons, he says, that are health reasons. It might be mental health reasons. The United Jewish Federation of Utah, and by the way, he sent this email to the governor of the state. He sent it to the owner of the Utah Jazz. He sent it all around. And then the United Jewish Federation of Utah said that they released an email of its own saying the statement contained vile, hyperbolic, and untrue accusations against Jews, which amplify some of the worst anti-Semitism in our history. It directly attributes to the Jewish people the responsibility for the deaths of millions of Americans and others repeatedly refuted baseless conspiracy theories about the Jewish people and the COVID epidemic. He was asked to resign. And within a day, he was CEO of Entrada, was the name of his company. No longer. I hope he has a very, very long rest. And maybe, just maybe, somebody can talk some sense to this sad guy. Part of the craziness of the anti-vaccine instinct. Meanwhile, a very acclaimed movie, maybe an Oscar contender. Does it deserve the acclaim? Listen to the review of The Lost Daughter.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winner Olivia Colman plays a middle-aged professor on vacation in Greece who strikes up an unlikely friendship with Dakota Johnson as a wealthy and glamorous young mother in The Lost Daughter, now streaming on Netflix.
You don't have kids?
Yes, I have two daughters.
What were your daughters like when they were little?
Children are a crushing responsibility.
And this disturbing but expertly crafted film flashes back and forth in time with a focus on the main character's pained relationship with her own children when they were both very young. Based on a novel by the popular cult writer Elena Ferrante and written and directed by actress Maggie Gyllenhaal in her impressive directing debut, the movie keeps you guessing about what's really going on screen with an abundance of subtle, intriguing, but ultimately confusing hints. It's rated R for some harsh language and graphic sexual flashbacks. 2.5 stars for The Lost Daughter, where even the title raises unanswered questions. And the ambiguity of the movie is, I think, what some people love about it. You're not sure what to think of this particular main character played by Olivia Colman. I found it chilly and it's disturbing. But again, is it a well-done and brilliantly acted film? I think it is a very potential plausible Oscar nomination for Olivia Colman. Does that make it worth seeing? Well, we'll pass on that question. We don't pass on any questions tomorrow on the anniversary of January 6th. We'll be talking about surveys that show not only people worried about democracy's future, but skeptical about democracy itself and distrusting it. And we'll speak to Ian Bremmer about, he's a futurist and an international global forecaster, about the top risks for 2022. And then there were 25. That's House Democrats swarming toward the exits. Why? And what does it mean? We'll get to all of that next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.